president of football, Matt Ryan, joins the show. How are you?
I'm good. I'm more comfortable in shorts and a t-shirt,
right?
Which I think will be the dress code most of the days, unless we got to come do stuff like this, which is good.
I don't know what you were doing, but if you with your wife, your kids on vacation, whatever, and you get the call from Arthur Blank that he's thinking about opening up a position that he thinks that you're qualified for. What went into the process of you, your family, thinking about taking this? Because, Matt, this is not like the offensive quarterback. And all. This is a – you know, you got – you know football, but this is other stuff. This
yeah.
is roster, all these other things.
It is. It's different. It's a different seat at the table, right? Comfortable with the table, knowing, you know, I've been in the house.
Right.
I understand how the dinner table is set. I do all of that stuff. My seat at it, you know, just a little bit different. So – you know, there's an adjustment. I got a lot of learning to do, but you know, I think you fall back on the experiences that you've had. You know, which I think playing quarterback in the league for as long as I did, playing for this organization for as long as I did, I think there's a lot of value to that. And keeping that perspective, you know, what our players do on the field is really the most important thing to this entire, you know, football operation. It is how can we perform at our best week in and week out, and so. You know, coming from it with that mindset, and I think never losing that from my perspective is important. But, you know, to go back to your point on the considerations of going into it, I was really happy doing what I was doing. I was having a blast.
You're great.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. So I was having a ton of fun. Had an incredible job with CBS on the NFL Today. Awesome crew. You know, but it was a unique situation, a one-of-one situation to come back and to be a part of the organization that, you know, really has been my entire adult life. And so, you know, I was honored by that, thought a lot about it, talked to a lot of people that I know from around the league that have transitioned from player into either coaches, you know, front office, scouts, different things, just to get a feel, to take their temperature, to understand what that's like. But you know, it was just a really unique opportunity and one that I felt like, you know, you'd regret not going for.
Right.
And you got to shoot your shot. You got to go for it. And so I'm excited to be where I'm at.
It's still early, obviously. I mean, we're a couple weeks into it. We'll get to the general manager process in a minute. But now that you've been doing this job for a little while, what has surprised you about it? You could talk to people about what it might be like, but what has it been like?
Well, you know, I think it's been busy. I mean, there's no question about that. I think when you dive into, you know, something new and you're tasked with hiring two really, really significant positions that probably have as big of an impact as any other position in the building on the success of the organization, that's a lot. And so, you know, my job and my responsibility it's going to be different. It's going to be fluid. It's going to look different 6 months from now than it does, you know, these first couple of weeks. But I think one of the key things is, you know, trying to move swiftly, but think slow,
right?
You know, to have clarity with how you're thinking, to make sure that you're taking the appropriate amount of time to vet all of the candidates, to kind of do your reference work and talk to a number of people who have worked with them in buildings that they've been a part of. So it's been a busy stretch, but you know, I've enjoyed every minute.
Tell me about this hire, Matt, because obviously we were just talking to Coach about it, and you get to a place, you get to sit in front of somebody, and it's like, okay, I want this guy, but we have to keep him in the building.
Yeah.
You know, and,
yeah.
and how well, obviously it's important because you hired him, but what was going through your mind when you're sitting there like, okay, Coach, Mr. Blank, I want this guy. This is the guy that we need to lead our organization.
Yeah, I think, you know, we went through that process of doing all of that, you know, first round of interviews, first sit down with a number of the different candidates. And honestly, there's a lot. I mean, there's a lot of good coaches and a lot of great people that I think are going to have success in different places. But we felt like the fit was right for here. The more we vet it, Kevin, the more we talk to people that have been around him, the more we dug into, you know, his time as an assistant coach, his time as a coordinator, his time as a head coach, and just the consistency with what we thought, right, from our evaluation process, what we felt like we were getting, and then, you know, having that confirmed from all of the people that we were talking to, it was like, okay, we feel really strongly Kevin's the right person, you know, for us right now. And then when we had the opportunity to sit with Arthur and for him to have that sit down and that meeting with Kevin, it was evident,
right?
You know, to all of us, this is where we need to go. And you know, you're in that situation, and then you're like, okay, you can't leave, man. you've come in, you can't leave,
right?
And so you know, that was unique for me, because I've always been on the player acquisition side of it, right? Where you don't have a choice, man. We picked you. You're coming. Yeah. You're going. This is it's a completely different situation, but fun to be a part of it. Kevin, as mentioned, you know, he felt like he wanted to be here as well. We certainly are excited about him. You know, being
how'd you do it? How'd
team.
You seal the deal? Not let him leave. He said he had his bag packed for other spots.
Well, we sold what we have going,
right?
You know, and Arthur got on the grill. I think that, you know,
that's what I was looking for.
A properly cooked steak, man,
it goes a long way.
It goes a long way.
Did he
it goes
really?
A long way.
Did Arthur
you
Blake
know when
really
that thing is?
Steak?
He did.
Really?
Yes, he did. And I was like, okay, he means business. I knew he meant business when he was like, hey, nobody's screwing the steak up. I'm going to do this. I'm going to get it right. I'm going to do this. I'm going to make sure it is cooked perfectly through. So he did a nice job with it.
And it was good, huh?
It was good. Good, right? It was very good.
That's all right.
I trust it.
Hey, man, I mentioned this on our show after you had got the president job, and I said when you were speaking to the team, you had just retired, and they were retiring your number. Mm-hmm. And you spoke to the team, and the one thing I took a lot from it, but one thing you took about it, and especially because you were here being a quarterback for this city for a decade plus, was you said earn it. You mm-hmm. said this city will make you earn it. Is that something that you explained to Kevin? Is that something that you look into maybe, you know, when you're interviewing these guys? Will this guy – because you know how this city is, Matt, and how much they love this daggone team.
Yes. Yeah, I do think – you know, I've talked with Kevin a little bit about it, you know, but that certainly for me was one of the things as you go through this evaluation process, like I do got a good feel for our building and where I think it can be at its best. I do have a good feel for this city and how passionate they are and how much they want to win and how appreciative they are of, you know, putting in the work. Right. And doing it the right way and then going out there and getting results.
Right.
And that's ultimately what we're in this for. Right. You set up all of your process and all of your preparation in order to, you know, produce results. And when you give it, man,
it's like, different.
Yeah, it's different. And you feel it. And you know, it becomes one of the toughest places for people to come in and play. I mean, I can't tell you how many different guys that I've played against talk about, man, I remember coming back here in 2010, or I remember coming back here in 2011, 2012, 2016, 20, you know, and you go through different years of like, man, it was hard, it was loud, that fan base was crazy, man, from the start of the game through the finish. That was one of the toughest environments we had to play in. And so you know, I know what it can be, and so, you know, I think it's important to hire people that are going to work the right way all the time. And I think Kevin can do that.
You talked in your introductory press conference about unfinished business.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, had a great career as a Falcon. Got as close to the thing as you can get to it. Do you view this as kind of a second chance to get to the finish line?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I'm never going to be a player again. And that part, you know, there's a letting go that has to happen. And it's not easy. You know, I think it's really difficult because – you know, quite frankly, I never grew up wanting to be the president of a football team.
Right.
I wanted to be the quarterback, you know. that's what I wanted to be when I grew up. But I had that opportunity, and I lived that opportunity. And so, you know, I think you go into it in a different way. I've always been around sports my entire life, whether it's football, basketball, baseball. I've always been a part of teams. And my role was always different. You know, my role was one thing when I was here with the Falcons as the starting quarterback for that stretch of time. But, you know, I was a guard in basketball. I was not the focal point. I was more of a rebound, shoot three guy, facilitate things for other players. So I've been in different roles within teams and understand, you know, there's value to all of these things. And now I do it from a different spot where I'm not out there on the field. But, you know, I can set it up. I can help set it up in a way that I think is going to be productive for the players.
Matt, you're obviously you mentioned it. The GM, you know, that's the next question, next hire for you and everything like that. If you can, where are you at in that process, down to the final candidates or maybe want to see somebody else that hasn't been in? Where are you at on that?
Yeah, I think we've been extensive, in our process there of getting people in that first wave, however you want to categorize it, first wave of interviews. There was a long, thorough process prior to that of saying, who are, let's try and vet this thing out before we get, people to sit down with of people that will fit here, people that have a good experience, a unique experience, maybe some different people. We want to hear different views. So I feel like we had a really good process leading up into that, and we're getting close. And we feel like we've got, some strong candidates that are going to come in person, and we're going to have the opportunity to talk to.
How do you know when you're interviewing these folks, and obviously you heard it from Kevin Stefanski because he was hired. Now you're going through this process with general managers. Like, you don't want to be too focused on wanting to hear something, so your confirmation bias or whatever, but you want to be open to it, like you said. But how do you know when you hear them talking about a vision that then aligns with someone else talking about it maybe in a different way?
Yeah.
And now you're looking for general managers who maybe talk about it how Kevin does. How do you know when you hear it?
Well, I think the value of the group that we have running the search is that everybody's take on it is a little bit different. And so when you go through and you might have a feeling afterwards, but I think it's powerful to go through after these interviews and go around the horn and say, okay, for the things we're looking for, what was your takeaway? What was your takeaway? What was your takeaway? And it either confirms things, or maybe it pokes some holes in some of the things you were thinking. And when it pokes holes, you say, okay, that's interesting. Let me dive into that a little bit more. Let me see if I can call somebody who can answer some of those questions. Or can I call 2, 3, 4, 5 people that might help me get clarity on something like that? So I think there's that initial stage of where you're trying to digest all of this information that's coming in, all of the different candidates. And then you sort of go through it and you say, okay, I want to talk to him again. I want to talk to him again. I may want to talk to them again. And you get to that spot. But I think at the end of the day, the group that we have working together, providing different vantage points of how they can connect to the building, all the different pieces that the general manager is going to touch, I think I value those opinions strongly. And then how are you going to work with this group, right? How's the interpersonal dynamics going to work with myself? How's it going to work with Kevin? How's it going to work with Carl Pierberg in our research department? Right. How's it going to work with Greg Beatles? How's it going to work with Josh Blunt? Like, you go through all of those things and you say, okay, you start to get a feel for it. And then eventually I feel like, through that process, it starts to reveal itself to you.
Real quick, last one. Because I know when you were hired, head coach, general manager, responsibilities, and all those different things. But Mr. Blank kept saying all the way to the grass. And me and my partner trying to figure out what the grass part about it. Like, are you going to be on the field? We don't want the practice field to go this way. Like, tell me all that is titled with president of the Falcons.
Yeah, I think, first and foremost, it starts with getting these two positions right.
Right.
And doing everything we can. But, I've always thought there is no perfect hire. Right. But once that person's in there, it's how can I support that person to be the best at what they do? It's much like acquiring players. You get a wide receiver who comes in. And I love these certain things about him. But, we got to work through maybe 2 or 3 things here. How can I best support them? I think that's the overarching thing. When you talk about anything that touches the grass, the players have touched the grass.
Right.
Okay. So it's everything in the support system that's around them that allows them to be the best on the grass. That's where I'm at. And that comes to strength and conditioning. That comes to the athletic trainers. That comes to the doctors. That comes to the equipment staff. That comes to the video department. That comes to, our player development, program. There's a lot of things that impact how a player performs on the field. And we've got great resources here. I think one of my strengths is that I've been that customer for these different departments. And a lot of them are some of the people that have been there and I know strengths. A lot of them are new ones, but I'll always view it with that lens of how can we be best for the players? How can we positively impact their performance on the field? That's really, what I'm doing behind the scenes.
Oh, so that's all. Sounds like a lot, man.
Not much. Good luck getting sleep. Yeah. Godspeed. Right?
The Lord. That's exactly a mattress right. Endorsement. Yeah. We appreciate the time.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you very
appreciate
much.
You guys. Thank you very much.
Matt Ryan there, president of football.